the phoenix I rise. I pull off my disguise. Turns out I'm scarier. Now you're sorrier. You're a barrier. I'm a warrior and I rise. And as the lightning crashes, I emerge from the ashes and open my wings and embrace my flight. This storm is making me stronger, and I'll do this as long as it takes to survive. Like the phoenix I rise.
Hello, beautiful. I have an amazing podcast waiting for you, but I wanted to make a quick announcement. Drum roll, please. It is time for my mediumship Angel Intuitive certification course once again. I only teach this course once per year, and it is time to do the damn thing once again. It is set for December 5th and 6th. We will begin at 10 a.m. Eastern time, and we will end roughly 6 p.m. Eastern both days. We do have breaks. We take a lunch break. We take some breaks to get up and walk around and move. Everything's done on Zoom, face-to-face with me and the rest of your amazing, beautiful, spiritual siblings. I am changing things with this course. I have a lot of additions, a lot of bonuses that I'm adding with this because as I've taught over the years, I have noticed or realized what is needed for, you know, people who become certified in my course to move forward with their business. Now, everyone from past classes, every single person is doing readings on the second day with their classmates. It is true, and they are blown away. It blows everyone away at how good they are. I really do have to toot my own horn. There is something that I am able to take you to or get you to where you can, you know, open wide up to your abilities. So let me give you some details about the course because, yes, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn about the different angels you can connect with and tune into that will help you in your practice. You're going to learn the prayer that I use before every session where I call in God, creator of all that is, the team of angels, the masters, the guides, and that we expect easy and graceful readings and sessions. I'm going to take you through a multitude of exercises and guided meditations and imagery and opening all of your senses up so that, yes, you can rely on your, you know, strongest sense that we all have, but you're going to open up to all of them. It is absolutely beautiful and makes it so easy to do this work. You will learn all of that, but the golden ticket is that you are actually doing readings on the second day with your classmates, and it is going to blow you away. I'm also going to be adding two bonuses. One is taking your spiritual business online, because that is what I think people get tripped up about. You know, so many of us have been taught our entire life that I have to be with someone in person, or actually people think that we have to be with them to do this work. And I have had my business online for years now. It's the best thing I ever did because I reach clients from all over the world. I don't have to pay for a rental space. I get to do it outside of my home, which there's many bonuses of that, just even write-offs in your home because that is your business. I give you a guidebook, tips and tricks on how to grow your reach, how to reach more people, how to get your clients, you know, waiting in line to sign up with you, to work with you. I also am giving the bonus of my Journey of the Soul program. That is the program that I created, an automated program that you do at home where you are taken on different past life regressions to clean stuff up, you know, to do the healing work, to do the deep diving work on your own. I also have many progressions. You can actually go into the future. I have many chakra balancing meditation in there. I have a listening to your body and healing it. You know, once you get your messages from your body, you can begin to heal what it is that you need. I even have a meditation that takes you in utero. You can go in utero and experience what was happening the day you were born. It really is quite magical. And that is an automated do it at home course for you as well that I'm throwing in as a bonus. So Taking Your Spiritual Biz Online is also an automated course. That value alone is $997 just for that course. Journey of the Soul, the value is $297. So this mediumship Angel Intuitive course is a certification course. You will go through the weekend with me. You will do your practice readings. Don't freak out, okay? This is super easy. Again, I don't know what it is. I just know it's super easy when you take the course with me. You roll out of the course, you do your 20 practice readings, you can do it with your classmates. Your classmates will have loved ones that you can tap into. You can do that for them. I never suggest that you do your practice readings or any future readings for friends or family. That is something you'll learn in my course that you do not want to do because it will ruin relationships. Not everyone wants to hear what you have to say. I think you get that. So right now, the sales page is being created for this course. Once that is complete, the course will be at full price, which is $19.97. Right now, you can get everything for 50% off, $9.97. There's limited seating. This is once per year. And think about what you're getting from this. You're getting an actual degree, right? A certification that can support you for the rest of your life. You don't have to go to a brick and mortar school. You don't have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars. You're going to get a degree, easy peasy. I can do this work. This supports me. This supports my family. And it's something that I love to do and that I can continue to do for the rest of my life from the comfort of my own home. You will get to set your own hours. You will get to decide how you show up in the world. You will be doing something that you absolutely love. You will be your own boss. It really is the bomb. I hope that you jump in this time and not wait for one more year to pass by. It's time to start living your dreams. And I can't wait to help you do just that. If this is something you've been dreaming of doing, click the link below the podcast to get the link to pay to get in. As soon as the sales page is completed, it will be full price, $19.97. If you don't see a link, sometimes they don't transfer over to a certain platform, then just email me, julia@juliatreat.com, and request the $9.97 payment. Or you can reach out on my Facebook fan page with a message that you would like it at that price as well. But once the sales page is completed, the $9.97 is gone, okay? And I just sent my assistant all the info, so we are rocking and rolling. Get in, don't wait, reach out. Even if you think it's past time, who knows? You may get lucky and get a spot. All right, now, on to the podcast. I hope you enjoy. Hello, beautiful. Welcome to Stepping Into the Light with Julia Treat. That's me, your host, from juliatreat.com. Welcome if you're new to my podcast, and thank you for stopping by. If you're new, I hope you find something of value today. I've been thinking recently about, you know, how I started this podcast in 2015, not even knowing if anyone would want to hear a thing I had to say, and not understanding at the time that even though, okay, I'm doing this podcast so that I can reach people to help them, not realizing how much my podcast was going to heal me. Because finding your voice and speaking your truth, especially when you reach millions of people from all over the world, many who agree with you, many who do not. And you stay the course because you know this is why I am here. With ascension full steam ahead, I want to talk about, you know, some things that you may be experiencing or that you may begin to experience. I also want to touch base again on what is happening with the divine feminine coming back into this planet that has been stripped away for far too long. I think I spoke in my last podcast about how the dark really did take everything created from light and twist it into a dark energy. And the dark also created so many triggers with symbols. Now, I'm not going to cover all that here today because I really think it it's so important for your own awakening that you go and investigate that online now. You can find everything online now. You could even put in what symbols does the dark side, dark forces, cabal, whatever you want to call it, what symbols do they use or what symbols have they used to program minds? And I bring this up. This is a very beautiful, light conversation, so don't hang up now. Don't turn me off just yet, because this is the thing. As I have been creating different things on my own platform, including my own product line, my kids' show, I just finished recording the children's song in a studio with a real producer, and now I have another artist creating an animated video that will go with the song in the beginning of the kids' show every time. So know that this is coming together, and I even had to, believe me, I had to have some patience with this. But it is coming together, and it's coming together so beautifully, and it's coming together the way it was supposed to be. So as I've started making videos for the kids' show, I've already started making some videos, so that we have some things created. I just created a children's mandala magic coloring book, which is going to have a guidebook with it, where this is something I talk about in my spiritual boot camp program, that we can get inspiration, ideas, next steps, guidance in so many ways, including coloring a mandala. Mandalas, you know, coloring mandalas or drawing them is a meditative practice, but it's like I'm being guided to create all of these triggers of light, these triggers that will remind souls of light, that will help them break the chains from the dark triggered mind control. I mean, it's really fascinating. Like, I'm blown away with what they're showing me I'm creating. That, oh, you're going to create this mandala coloring book now, and there's 50 different mandalas in it. And then there's going to be this guidebook where the children, I'm not going to tell you everything that's going to be in it, because it's really going to be cool. And so children can be coloring a mandala, and they get to jot down this thing over here in this guidebook, this idea or what comes to them. And I'm going to be guiding them all the way. I also just created an adult mandala magic coloring book, which will have an adult guidebook with it. This is something I cover in Spiritual Bootcamp, where I say, look, you can color mandalas and get ideas, inspired action. All these things can come. And they have often for me while I'm just coloring a picture, a mandala. Then, same day, I created a children's coloring book that is all angels, different, you know, shapes, sizes. I mean, I just about was in tears looking through it. I had an artist create it. There's 50 different angels, and I can't imagine children sitting there coloring angels all day, and my heart was just wide open. And so as I've been taught or shown, Julia, you're not just putting on a show, and you're not just creating a coloring book. You are creating triggers of light. I just got chills. Even my product line for Hearts Up, Wings Out. By the way, if you do me a huge favor, if you're on Instagram, please go follow my Hearts Up, Wings Out page. I'm trying to grow that. We just got it launched, and we're working on the product line. I just really appreciate support. It's on Instagram. Just hit at Hearts Up, Wings Out. Also, if you're not following my page on Instagram, my other page, JuliaTreat444, that's where you can find me on Instagram. But the Hearts Up, Wings Out, one of my spaces I have created in my home for my children's show, I have a purple velvet throne, which just kind of, it's a whimsical-looking throne. I ordered it. So cute. And I have my Hearts Up, Wings Out print on the wall. It's a beautiful rainbow color wings, Hearts Up, Wings Out, because it's for the Rainbow Crew, which is, by the way, going to be the name of the show. But I have that sitting there on the wall. So as I'm sitting talking to the kids, or I'm reading from, you know, I'm reading a book, or I'm coloring a mandala, or I'm reading from my Guardian Angel and Me series of books that I'm creating. You see the triggers, right? The purple, which some people would put to, with, you know, Archangel Michael. Some would equate to the third eye energy, the purple energy of the third eye. Some might even equate to the purple flame. And you can look that up if you want to learn more about that. And it's fascinating because I was actually listening to someone talk about the purple flame. And, you know, I have the purple light that shows up in my videos so often when I record videos. In fact, if you go to YouTube, I have a lot of the pictures of that purple beam showing up. Sometimes it's blue. Sometimes it's like a sword in front of my face. Sometimes little faces show up. Sometimes the rainbow rays come in. Like, so many things show up on camera. And I do feel fortunate, and I do believe it happens so that, you know, when I talk about something, it's like, here's the proof. It actually shows up, you know, while I'm speaking. So all these triggers, and it's to help souls be triggered into their light once more, because all of us, if you're listening to this, I'm saying all of us, including me, all of us were put, I mean, I don't know if you want to call, I'm not going to say like, under a spell. We were brainwashed, mind control. Yes, so much. I was telling someone yesterday, I said, look, just because someone is a medium and an angel intuitive can connect with those realms, that does not mean you're awake yet. I wasn't even awake yet. Now I'm awake, and the universe continues to throw things in my face that I need to know about, that I need to learn, that I need to open my eyes to, that I need to mull over, you know, take in, understand. And it's just solidifies why I am here at this time on this planet. Because this is the Great Awakening. So as the Great Awakening happens and we go through our ascension symptoms, not even symptoms, I'm going to say ascension process. You know, I've heard other channels goes, we're not ascending, we're already ascended. I'm like, I actually, that's cool if you think that. I look at it as ascension because my body's trying to match my light body. My physical body is trying to ascend to my light body, that vibration, that frequency. And so, because, you know, we are a soul having a human experience, and we're trying to get this human third dimensional body to now rise. You know, I think we all know there's aches and pains and sometimes sleepless nights and sometimes people have headaches and some people are confused and like, who knows? There's all these things. You might get this like, wow, this like sudden like dizzy, weird feeling. I call it woo-woo. It's like a lot, oftentimes in my eyes. But here's some interesting things that are happening. Michael was talking about Thanksgiving the other day and he's already wanting to go shopping. I'm like, you know, here in the U.S., Thanksgiving's coming up. And I said, you know, he's got the shopping list in his head. He's like, what do you want? And let's do this. And let's make, you know, I always make sangria. I make a homemade sangria. And I think it's pretty much going to be Michael and I this year alone. And I think we're looking forward to that. We don't mind having these holidays alone, and we do it once in a while. And so We just have a good day all day, just having fun together and laughing a lot and whatever happens. But he was going through the list and he said, you know, I'm off the next day from Thanksgiving. And I said, oh, that's cool. And I said, what day is it anyway? What day is Thanksgiving? Now he looked at me like, are you kidding me? And I was like, what? He said, what do you mean what day is it? And I go, what day is it on? And he's like, are you for real? I said, yes. Now, I'm in La La Land. I don't even know what he's talking about. And he said, it's always on Thursday. I was like, oh, wow, I forgot that. Now, that's actually an ascension thing. I mean, as we ascend, dates don't, they don't, we don't remember dates anymore. So don't be alarmed if you start forgetting dates or forgetting that, oh, Thanksgiving has always been on Thursday my entire life, because in New Earth, it doesn't matter. It's not going to be on a Thursday. We'll be thankful every fucking day. It's not going to be one day of the year that we're giving thanks. So, You know, besides seeing the neon butterflies, which I've been seeing, different colored butterflies, the birds sound different. Their songs sound different. Now, I'm an avid bird watcher and listener, and they sound different. It's bizarre. It's so cool. It's just something you're going to go, what? You're just going to know it immediately. The trees, I can actually see them breathing now out. You know, when they take a breath in, it's like I can see their trunk expand a little and in a little. I mean, nothing like, wow, like all these trees are breathing. I don't go through life like that because I have thousands of trees outside my back window I'm staring at right now. But I mean, it's literally being able to see things like that. Animals now, who I've always had a bond with animals. They've always come up, you know, rather close to me. But animals are just coming from everywhere and right next to me. They're not fearful. They're not scared. It's just cool stuff, just really cool stuff. And eventually, as you move higher and higher into that vibration of pure love and bliss and joy, as you move into that, your home will clear of any lower energy or darkness. Your mind will clear. I'm talking past lives and past lives and this life. Clear, 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 so that you will not have nightmares anymore. Zero. You will sleep peacefully. You may dream of lofty things or floating around and granting wishes. That's what I do. I've been actually told that by people in the past. They've said, I remember one girl at yoga when I used to go to the studio. I now built my own yoga room for myself. And my girls might start barking because I think they heard the mailman out front. Sorry if they do. Macy and Gracie. So this one young lady, I went to yoga one morning. She said, oh my God, Julie, I can't believe you're here today. Because I never went on a Saturday. I gave myself the weekends off. And she said, I had a dream last night. And you came to me and you had a wand and you said, your dreams are coming true. And I was like, well, no wonder I never feel rested. I'm out working even when I'm sleeping. Because that's what I used to do, I think. So now it's I'm rested. I'm sleeping less, so you may be sleeping less. You might be waking up at strange times in the night or even earlier than usual. There was a time for a while where I would sleep till at least 9 or 9:30 in the morning. Now I am up around 7 every morning. I have not set an alarm for years. Since I started doing this business, because I make my own hours and I never start in the morning. The morning is my time. My time to meditate, my time to have my coffee, my time to walk on the river or play with my dogs. The morning's my time. And so I have not set an alarm for years. So let's talk about some things that can be going on with ascension that may not feel very comfortable. If you are struggling with what is my purpose, or I know what my purpose is, but I'm just getting in my own damn way, but you probably won't say that to yourself. You're just going to probably, you'll just experience all these blocks for you getting there, okay? Because whatever that is, whether it's past life stuff going on that is trying to keep you from that, like, oh, it wasn't safe for me to do this work back then. And so there's this energetic, can't do it now. So with ascension, so if you're feeling that, like, I'm so frustrated, I feel broken, I feel lost, I feel all that stuff. I mean, ascension or not, I have been there. That was how I showed up to my first Sedona retreat. I was lost, I was broken. In fact, we went around a circle. And it was the first night, and there was, I think, 40 people there. Maybe not. It seemed like 40, but I think there was a lot less than that. Maybe 25. And which is going to be the max of my retreat coming up. But there was about 25 of us around the circle, and my mentor, you know, said, it's the first time I met her, but I just loved, she was like mom to me. In fact, I went to every single one of her retreats for 3 or 4, 5 years until I started running my own. And we went around the circle, and everybody, she's like, you know, just say who you are, where you're from, and why you're here. And everyone had these, you know, I'm here for this, that. Now, it's building inside of me before it gets to me. I'm about to start breaking down crying. Because here, that's when I had that, you know, my mystery illness for 8 years, which went undiagnosed, which finally ended up being Lyme disease, which I did end up curing on my own without medication by clearing my fucked up stories, my programs. So when I went to this retreat, I was sick, had to close my private practice. My marriage was imploding. I was lost. I was losing everything. I was at rock bottom. If you haven't read my book, you need to read that because people, I hear all the time from people. I resisted, but I just ordered your book. I just started it and I am blown away. Wow, 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 wow. There's always a response. It's a five-star book. You'll see if you go look at it, it's all five stars. It's on Amazon, Stepping Into the Light with Julia Treat. Just put that in and you'll find it. So I wrote about it in my book because I wrote about this retreat that the angels gifted to me. The angels made sure I was there. I didn't have the money to be there. But I said, angels, you make it happen if I'm supposed to be there. And they did. But they came to me around the circle. And it's like, okay, they're to me. And I am shaking. I am shaking from the inside out. There's so much energy just about to explode out of me. Right? And that's what happens when we're getting ready for a massive shift. I'm remembering, like, I'm looking at my hands right now. And I'm like, I remember shaking. And I was like, oh, my God. Because I knew I was just going to break down as soon as I spoke. And I did. And I just started sobbing. And when I got myself together, enough where I could speak, all I said was, I'm broken. I truly felt that way to the depths of my soul. So I want you to know, if you are going through a difficult time and you feel at your rock bottom, I know what that feels like. I had lost everything. But I promise you, if you will give God a chance, that is the time that you will be able to hear him, her, them, whoever it is, however you call on that being. When you're at rock bottom, that is often the time when you will listen. I hadn't called on God for years. In fact, I was mad at God because I had been taught from a very young age that I was a bad girl, that God was angry with me, that I was a sinner, God was disappointed. And I just decided to shut God out completely. And when you go through your life without God involved somehow, it really can get fucked up. Now, this is not a religious, preaching, Gospel of Julia talk. Maybe it is. Because the Gospel of Julia is not about going to a building with four walls. With people who still have a lot of fucked up programmed stories. This is about finding your way to God, your own connection. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to go to anyone. You don't have to be a special someone. You are perfect as you are. God has never been judging you. God has only been loving you. And if you're anything like me, I put the wall up. I wasn't about to let him in. Because I was so angry at the things that I had heard that now I understand are not divine truth. But those are the fucked up, bullshit, programmed, mind control stories that society has put on us to keep us under control, to keep us feeling guilty, ashamed, to keep us in the belief that we have to work for the machine, to keep us in the beliefs that we have to go to some kind of brick and mortar university to become someone important or good enough for society. Ascension is here and now. It is available to all of us The light codes are here. They continue to come in. The ley lines have been ignited, ley lines that have been dormant purposefully have now been completely turned on. And some of us have been the ones who signed up to do that. My role was here in the Northeast at Elk Mountain to work with Gaia, to work with all of our light helpers, the angels, Pleiadians, the Arcturians, so many more, to work with God, creator of all that is, with Jesus, Mary Magdalene, the masters, igniting the ley lines that would help shift Mother Earth so that she could create new Earth. Now for me, what that looks like, I have always seen two planets separating, and I've always known it's Earth making the division between old Earth and new Earth. And I've always seen an arc in the middle of that vision as the planets are separating. And just say, like, I'm looking at that vision, right? Say it's in front of me. And these two planets are separating. The one on the right, as I'm looking straight forward, the one on the right is the new Earth and left is the old Earth. And the arc is going across to the new. And just symbolic, I believe, of that this will be a particular group will plant the seeds at New Earth, but not everyone is going. I've never seen everyone going, by the way. But if you've ever done progression with anyone, so I do, you know, we do past life regression and go back and look at things and see things and heal things, forgiveness and love and all that stuff, which actually heals us physically. We can also go forward and we can see what is to come. And everyone that I've ever taken on progression, including myself. So I've, you know, I studied under Brian Weiss, and when I was at his certification course, he took us, you know, in a progression forward. And everyone that went to the same time period, so he let the whole group, everyone, you know, pick one of these three time periods. And so we don't know what the others choose. We just choose the one that feels right for us. And then when he brings us out of it, he'll have everyone, you know, he'll ask questions. Raise your hand if you went to this time period. And I don't remember the time period now, but I did raise my hand. And you look around, it's like, you know, a third of the room chose the same time period. And he's like, you know, how many of you saw a lot less land and so much more water? Everybody's hand went up. He said, how many of you saw a lot less people? Or I'm going to say physical existence here. I don't know that he used the word human. He might have, but we do morph and shift, by the way. We don't really look like this in the future as much. I honestly want to say it's more like Avatar, like those characters, but I don't know that I saw us as blue, but that kind of body shape seemed more of what I saw in the future. And so everyone raised their hand there. They went there. And then he's like, you know, and how many saw that there was more telepathy and less you know, verbal or spoken communication, and we all raised our hand there. You know, and what it is, it's just this beautiful, beautiful place where everyone is just community, families are together, it's this loving, it's perfection. It's heaven on earth. That's what New Earth is. And so it's not like, boom, flash of light, and we're ahead 1,500 years, and here we look like Avatar beings. I don't believe that. I believe we are beginning. You know, some of us are already creating the heaven on earth. I'm creating it. It's already happening. And so as you move into that, I'm here for New Earth, creating heaven on earth. This is what my mission is. And then how do I fit into that mix? Right? How do I fit into that? Well, for me, it's a distraction. It could perhaps or possibly take away from the energy that I'm using to create New Earth. If I go and get involved with all this politic bullshit, and by the way, that may turn out to be a whole lot different than you ever thought. If you can please just Allow your angels to guide you. Know that everything's happening for the highest good. And just allow your ego to shut up. Okay? The angels cannot show you the truth if your ego is already telling you what that is. New Earth is here. We have already started it. We're already building it. We're creating in it. I'm creating all of this now. I know everything I'm creating now is to support New Earth. It makes sense, right? When I was speaking in the beginning about how all the triggers I'm creating, that they show me, that's what you're doing. You're creating the triggers of light. I said, oh my God, because that's what it is in New Earth. None of these dark triggers exist in New Earth. Now they're going to continue in this old paradigm, this old fear narrative. They will continue there. And that's why it's imperative wherever you are on your journey, whatever still brings you fear, doubt, anger, resentment, blame, victimhood, like all the lower vibrational stuff. Start clearing that, whatever it takes. Stop blaming the election, your partner, your upbringing, your boss, yourself. Stop blaming anyone and everyone, and just decide to do something different. I'm going to show up differently. I'm going to live life differently, because nothing will change if you don't change a thing. That even includes how you start your day. If you are in some kind of, you feel like you're in a rut, if you're in a, I don't know how to get out of this. All right, we'll just start from the beginning of your day. When you get up, you start doing something different, because you've gotten into a routine, to a habit, to the programming, the mind control. I hope you hear that loud and clear. I'm going to close this podcast with Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin has been coming in so strong. I'm actually getting ready to do an interview with another podcaster. She wanted me to come on and talk about Kuan Yin, and I am about to head there. But I'm shuffling my Alana Fairchild deck, Kuan Yin Oracle deck. It's a beautiful deck. Kuan Yin is the ascended master, the goddess of compassion. And I just pulled the card Bamboo Moon. Kuan Yin just sitting peacefully, relaxing in front of the full moon. And I'm going to read the message that Kuan Yin has for all of us. I do not pre-pick these generally, and I just shuffled and picked this, so I know that this is for me as well, a message for all of us. Did you know that there are no mistakes in the universe, and all events, circumstances, relationships, and situations are unfolding in perfection with the timing and intelligence of the divine plan? Any apparent delay is in your favor. If something is happening for you right now, then that is perfect too. Divine timing is perfection. It is safe to trust this now. You might be wondering if anything is ever going to come together for you, or if it seems to be happening quickly now, if you are even ready for it. Then the answer is yes. Divine timing is always at play, whether we are letting go or trying to force something. An intelligent power that is vaster than our comparatively limited vision is always in flow, and we are a part of that. We can find so much peace and joy when we realize this and learn to trust and relax in the unfolding of our divine destiny. Chinese bamboo helps us learn this wisdom of divine timing. For about 5 years of its early life, not much appears to be going on as the small roots attempt to ground themselves. Yet they are ready. Those roots are exceptionally strong, and the plant suddenly grows like wildfire. There was much more going on in preparation for powerful growth than what appeared to be at the humble beginnings of the bamboo plant. So it can be with divine timing. There are periods when not much appears to be going on at all, and we can begin to expect that this will always be the case. Yet this inner preparation time allows for swift development and growth when we are ready. When the time for patient and thorough preparation is over, our growth can happen very quickly, and we might then be concerned that it is all too fast, and we can't keep up with it. But of course we shall keep up with it because the inner preparation has allowed us to develop a good foundation of spiritual strength. Just like the cycles of the moon that shift from hidden light to full splendor of solar reflection, only to shift again, your unfoldment is just a matter of timing. You are being encouraged to trust in divine timing and know that all is well in your world. Rejoice! Your dreams and divine destiny are manifesting right now, whether it is obvious or not, and all will continue to unfold according to your highest good. Be at peace, beloved. You are not forgotten, nor are your gifts being over or underestimated. All is well in divine plan, unfolding of which you are a part of. Well, I don't know about you, but that makes perfect sense for me. It seems like I am on this freight train lately that so much is happening all at once. And somehow I'm finding so much time and energy and stamina and just things getting done quickly, easily, and effortlessly. People showing up to help me quickly, easily, and effortlessly. In fact, I use that affirmation for years. Everything shows up for me quickly, easily, and effortlessly. And now it is. Call on your angels. If you need guidance as to next steps, or where am I to go next, or what's my role in all of this new earth stuff, call on Kuan Yin if you need more compassion for yourself and others. Just remember that everyone is going through their own shift. And it is so important that we find a space of love, a love for ourselves, and for all of our human family who is experiencing their own massive and blessed shift. I hope this helped you today. I look forward to meeting again. If you haven't joined me on Instagram, again, it's JuliaTreat444. Stop by, I'd love to see you there. Please like my Hearts Up Wings Out on Instagram, I would truly appreciate it. I'm on Facebook, very active, and I have videos on YouTube. Just put Julia Treat into the search. I post different things there on YouTube as well. Sending so much love your way. Be strong. You've got this, and I am right by your side. God bless.